On this episode, we take a look at the beginnings of the church and evaluate how God empowers us. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus by equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. So today, we read Joshua 22, Acts 2, Jeremiah 11, and Matthew 25. And I've come to learn a few things about myself. One of those is that I am a starter of things. I'm a catalyst, and I get excited when things are in the creation and ideation stage. In Genesis, God spoke and things were made. He breathed and Adam had life and air in his lungs. Today in Acts, the church of Jesus has its Genesis. The disciples, they waited on the Lord as Jesus had instructed, and now he sends them the gift that they were promised. The receiving of all that God has promised is not always, however, a matter of patience, which it often is, but sometimes a matter of obedience. When God gives instruction, it's often attached to a promise. We should not neglect the command and only expect the promise. It's often an if-then. You know, if you blank, I will blank. He told his anxious disciples, if you wait in Jerusalem, I will send my helper. Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity and the promised helper, arrives in Acts 2 with no less than an audacious entry than is appropriate for God, with wind and fire that are both signs of his voice and presence. With a rush and a spark, God started something here. God began the wildfire that is the church. While there had been a gathered people of God for years prior, since the Exodus, on the day of Pentecost, as it is known, God breathed life into this people gathered under the name and blood of Jesus. Pentecost's literal definition is 50th day, and it falls 50 days after the resurrection of Jesus. Today, while we celebrate a day of beginnings, let us look upon and learn from the ways of these first spirit-filled Christ followers and how they did life even before this thing was actually called the church. So we're looking at Acts 2, 42 through 47. It says, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were saved. The simplicity of their community is remarkable. It was marked by devotion to the word and to one another. They gathered daily in large and small gatherings to worship. They ate together, they prayed together, they taught one another, and they sacrificed for each other generously. And God blessed them and multiplied them, building his church as Christ had always promised he would. Now, if this, then that, right? Many of us would admit we desire the blessing that God clearly showed this intimate koinonia, or Christian fellowship. But the question would be, are we seeking to live life and do ministry that more closely resembles the devotion they showed? God clearly graced them with his newly granted spirit and empowered their devotion. What if we today decide that that's what we desire? Not so much the blessing he poured out, but the devotion they showed. Let's ask God to empower us to be devoted like that today. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that gives us descriptive pictures of what it looks like to follow after you. Lord God, we thank you for the way that you can breathe, speak, and just be a force of creation in a moment, Lord God. We thank you that as you will, things are formed, Lord God. And we pray that you would will and form a devotion in us. Give us a heart that would desire more and more devotion towards our fellow believers, more and more devotion towards you and your word, towards gathering together, ooh, especially in the days that we have today, Lord God. Give us a heart of devotion to the collective called the church. Lord God, whatever like that looks like, whatever iteration that is for us, Lord God, give us a heart that is devoted to being in us, Lord God. Not that just chases after your blessing, but that chases after devotion. We want to be empowered for that today. We love and we thank you. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, that is another episode here on Five by the Fire. If you're being blessed by these, please go ahead and like this wherever you're watching it. If you're watching it, if you're listening to it, I thank you so much for being a subscriber so you don't miss each and every one of these episodes. Go ahead and rate it over there on your podcast app as well, so that way you give context for any of those folks that may be looking for a podcast to encourage them the days forward. And for those of you that are watching this, go ahead and leave a comment below. If you're listening on the podcast, you can leave a comment on the website. Anybody can leave a comment wherever you find this. I want to hear how the Lord is using this in your life, and I thank you for you those right now who are already leaving comments and stuff and engaging right here. I love sharing with you guys, but I also love hearing from y'all, and let me know how I can be praying for you. Feel free to hit me in the DMs or email me at armand@unshackledonetwork.org, and I will see you back here next time on Five by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing. Peace.